This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. This is hour number three, and I'm broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, the west end of the I-4 corridor in Florida. Now, we're broadcasting also to great radio stations all across America, and a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders who are gearing up right now in my backyard for Hurricane Dorian, and we'll see how that all works out. And the EMTs, the firefighters, the police, the hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, keeping us free and safe. And I'm going to include in that all the power line, all the line guys on the power companies that are coming down here that are staged up there in Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee, waiting to move down to see when they start, where the storm is going to go. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again. Hello, Smiley.
Good morning.
All right. Now, we had a situation last night at a high school football game in Mobile, Alabama, and apparently there were six young people that were shot and wounded. I don't think there's anybody in real serious condition. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but they were ranged in the ages from 15 to 18, plus there were four other people that were hurt for other reasons.
Yeah, it looks like 10 have been injured. Two people are in custody. A fight broke out in the stands. And remember, you know, some of these high school football games, kids go not because it's an easy venue to be going, hanging around your friends and acting stupid on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, mom and dad, we're going to the football game. Okay, see you later. Have fun. So that's all we really know here. The initial reports were two people were injured.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that really means, but two people are in custody and 10 were injured.
Do we know if they're, are they young people or are they, like,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All teenagers.
Wow. And again, my first question is, where are the parents?
Well, I just said, you know, mom and dad, we're all going to football game. Which sounds innocent enough, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to school, then you're going to a football game.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, some people actually were injured because they were trying to flee. But apparently five are in critical condition. And this was at they had some, you know, officers on duty, but I mean, you know, things happen that fast, you know, got kind of a crowd. At the Lily B. Williamson High School. So that's where we are.
Now, who is this girl that was working with the president who apparently had some hurtful comments, that's the quote, made about the Trump children, if you will, as well as the president himself, while she apparently was drinking at a party and had maybe a little bit too much to drink and ran her mouth.
That pretty well sums it up.
Yeah, but who was this? Was she a secretary? What was her title? Do you know?
No, I think she was more like a, you know, kind of a personal secretary, not like a press secretary.
Because I see the picture, and I don't remember seeing her.
I don't know. I haven't seen her name either. But apparently she went to some kind of a party and or out to dinner. Clearly overserved. Now, how the Trump White House found out about it, I don't know. But there you go.
Well, somebody must have told someone in the administration, or they found out somehow.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to let it go there and see what happens. Joe Biden, the gift keeps on giving, Mr. Gaffe Machine, may not be doing a lot of gaffing, but he's still leading in the polls. I don't know how, but he is.
I would think at some point his campaign people, they would have some kind of control over this guy. This is what you go out there and say, and this is what you stay to, and you don't do, you know, you don't go off script. I mean, because every day, and his gaffes aren't small.
Mm-mm.
They're big ones. So I guess I'm just, I can't really figure this out. I think he's actually got a new Cedric Richmond, whoever that is, and his advisors, Greg Schultz. But something's very wrong here. Clearly, after the first week, they would have said, okay, Joe, here's the deal. This is what you're going to do going forward. And whatever they've done has failed. Because, I mean, every day there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, this war story that he told.
Yeah.
When you got the Washington Post that has come out and said, no, it was a collection of stories that collections of incidents.
Yeah.
That he put together to build one big story. So, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
I had the audio. I played in hour number one, and it was unbelievable listening to it. Denise Simon and I will be right back right after this break. And yeah, Biden gave a bunch of war stories. He changed it a little bit, but it was the same story the first time, four times, and the same story the second time, three times. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA, the name. And if you go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, on the right tab, about a third of the way down, you'll see a big old USCCA logo. Click on it. And the first thing you'll see when it opens up is a gun a day giveaway. That's right. A gun a day giveaway. And you can sign up for that free gun, and we certainly hope that you win it. We'd like to announce somebody as a winner here in the program. I know a lot of people have tried, but keep trying. One of these times it's going to happen. It's got to. And then you can also check out the three levels of membership at the USCCA. And if you do decide to become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great USCCA gear and that great award-winning magazine, the Concealed Carry magazine, where there's discounts in there also for the items for camping and for RVing and for fishing and for hunting, as well as on selected guns and ammunition across the country at various locations. So that's the Captain's America Third Watch, the USCCA logo. Membership has its advantages. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, James Comey is in big trouble. I think everybody can agree to that, right?
No, I don't think he is. I mean, if he's not going to have any kind of consequence applied to him as a result of the IG report, that was dedicated to him, the answer to that is no.
Okay.
If there is some other kind of bigger plot that is being worked on right now, that the IG is doing, with closer to the Russia probe side, then maybe so. But right now, I mean, he was sanctimonious in his actions over the Clinton case, the Clinton mm-hmm. server case.
Okay.
He was sanctimonious over, and what I mean by that is that he kind of defied rules and regulations mm-hmm. going between the FBI and the Department of Justice.
All right.
So he was essentially rewarded for that because A.G. Barr chose not to, you know, apply any kind of consequence.
Mm-hmm.
But his reputation is out there now, that he, you know, those people on the seventh floor right now are all sitting around kind of fat and happy until some other bell necessarily rings, and I'm not
okay.
convinced there's going to be one.
All right, well, we have a caller on the line, and I believe we know who this is. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. Morning, Denise.
Good morning.
What's on your mind, Bob?
Anyway, two things. One, we're not going to know what this hurricane is going to do really till probably late Monday, from what I can see on the Fox weather.
Well, thing. We'll know Sunday night, Monday morning. We'll really know then.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, these spaghetti malls have moved significantly over to the east, with, except for a couple of them which are looping around. Who the hell knows what those are going to do?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But whatever it is, they got to keep their eye on it. They got to be ready to move or probably already have moved out, just and if they move too quick, they just do and have to come back, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And the other thing I wanted to say about was Biden, crazy, sleepy Uncle Joe. This guy, I think, has the early signs of dementia.
I don't disagree.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has the early signs of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And if Trump can't beat him, nobody can he beat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy has... I think he's drawing stone dead on this deal.
Hmm.
And I think the Democrats are going to realize this. Some of them are going to realize this sooner or later because he's got too long to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to commit too many gaffes. And I think it's going to
yeah.
end up being Warren. That's who I'm betting is going to be the candidate for the Democrats. Maybe the other one, Harris, might possibly be. But I think for sure that...
Yeah, yeah.
For sure, it's going to be. I think for sure it's going to be Warren. I just can't see
okay.
Biden holding out for this long. Anyway, that's all I got to say.
All right, thanks, Bob. Have a great weekend. Now, I don't disagree with what he's saying there, Denise. Because
I don't either.
Because I
well, here's what I would suggest with the nonsense that the Democrats pulled on Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And with the nonsense that the Democrats pulled on all things Russia investigation, but prior to that were able to pull an awful lot of strings to get Hillary off on, you know, countless things and her
mm-hmm.
team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right there we have a trifecta of the power and the operations that Democrats use.
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, I agree, I don't believe that Biden's going to be the nominee. So what they're going to do is they're going to have to relook at their field.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders is going to kind of get screwed again. Not that that hurts my feelings at all. But,
no.
So they're going to look at Warren and they're going to look at Harris. And they're going to retool apply some resources to them to see which one can necessarily prevail. Now, Warren is way out in front of certainly Harris. Harris is just kind of falling off, but she's got some powerful people in her camp, and she's got some big strings, especially when it's Perkins Coie and Mark Elias.
Okay.
And those two, for the sake of the listeners, Perkins Coie is the one that hired Fusion GPS.
Right.
And Mark Elias is the lawyer of record, or was the lawyer of record for the DNC
mm-hmm.
and for the
mm-hmm.
Hillary operation.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from Perkins Coie, and they could be, you know, keeping their their cards close to the vest until we get into the shank of early next year. So I wouldn't discount Harris right now at all.
Mm. Now, Bernie Sanders, it's kind of funny because something was mentioned about him. He has called for the eliminating of all medical debt. Good luck with that.
Exactly. I mean, if that happens, then you're going to bankrupt, you know.
Hospitals, doctors, yep. Mm.
And health insurance providers.
Yep. Mm.
So what does that say to you? That says that he wants hospitals and doctors and insurance companies all part of the government. He wants to nationalize all that.
Now, I've got about 50 seconds of Rudy Giuliani on Mr. James Comey, and I want to play this and let you respond to this. Here we go.
You're not a target. It's okay.
Okay,
just
don't worry.
Tell me what
I'm going to tell you about that.
I have the thing in my bag, but I can tell you, and I'll indict you. Horrible thing to do. Any reputable prosecutor would be disgraced by that. So he was trying to trap the president, and it's completely disingenuous for him to make these statements now. But who knows what the liberal media is going to do with this. But this guy is completely disgraced in the eyes of any FBI agent. They realize this is worse than anything J. Edgar Hoover ever did. When he walked in, when the president was the president-elect, and faced him with that, he was trying to tell him, I have something on you, so you better keep me in office. And he even realized he was going to do it. There are other statements that make it clear that he realized he was going to extort the president of the United States. So I hope they prosecute him.
I don't dispute anything he said. How about you?
Look, the whole thing was the meetings that Comey and the seventh floor of the Bureau had prior to the Trump Tower meeting where they went to meet with Trump as president-elect, okay?
Yep.
And then the meetings that they had after they met with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the window of where the whole plan was concocted and rolled out, if you will.
Right.
And this was all to see if, you know, during the meeting that Comey had, the one-on-one that Comey had with Trump when everybody else left the room, was to determine if Trump would crack at that moment. And this is the IG report, I think, is kind of a piece part. It's going to begin to expose what that whole conspiracy of the seventh floor of the Bureau was doing. So, and whether we get to that or not in the IG, the next IG report or in the Durham report, we can only hope.
Well, I think Durham's the best hope for doing whatever. What do you think?
I do too.
All righty. We'll talk to you Monday morning, same time, same bat channel. Meantime, stay safe up there on top of your mountain.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, foundersshow.com. And she'll be with us on Monday morning, and we'll be talking about whatever it is we're talking about then. I'm coming right back. And don't go anywhere, because we're going to take a look at the waters around Florida when we come back. Is it a good day or a weekend to go fishing? Maybe.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move toward Florida with increasing fury, menacing the eastern coast with potentially devastating direct hits, while also giving indications it may just skirt up the U.S. coastline. Forecasters continue to warn that no one is out of danger at this point, and Dorian could still hit Florida with extremely dangerous 140-mile-an-hour winds late Monday, with millions of people in the crosshairs. But some of the more reliable computer models predicted a turn northward that would have Dorian hugging the coast, delivering just a glancing blow, according to the National Hurricane Center. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, you are. We're going to take a look at the high water today. The beach and boating forecast coming up right now. If you want to go out on the water and you want to do a little boating, today might be the day to do it, because tomorrow it's going to get a little bit interesting around here as things start to get a little bit untrodden, if you know what I mean, even though in the morning tomorrow you might be safe to do what you might do today. There'll be a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, normal daily routine. Winds will be out of the northeast and turn to the east at about 10 to 20 miles per hour. The seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature 88 degrees. The Bay water temperature 87 degrees. The high tide today comes at, it already came at 3:53 a.m. And the low tide is coming at 8:53 a.m. Now, we'll also, with the scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 2 p.m. today, it'll be a mostly sunny day with a high near 92. The heat index values will be up as high as 102. I guess you can call this the heat before the storm, so to speak. But tomorrow, We'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 91. Heat index values as high as 101. Chance of precipitation tomorrow will be 50%. Today, by the way, that chance is 30%. But Sunday night, things start to change a little bit. Now, come Labor Day, we will start to see tropical storm conditions possible in our area, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, a high near 91. Labor Day during the day, chance of precipitation is 50%. Monday night, the tropical storm conditions are possible, with isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain at 20%. And then Tuesday, all day, hurricane conditions are possible. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, then showers likely, thunderstorms mostly after 2 p.m., chance of rain 70%. Tuesday night, hurricane conditions are possible again, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m., then scattered showers, thunderstorms after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a chance of more rain. Now, who knows what's going to happen here? Well, nobody. But let me tell you what I think could happen with the weather. The models seem to be coming into agreement on a future track of Dorian. And we're about 3 days now, 2 days and a half anyway, from it either making landfall or bouncing off the coast and going up the east side of Florida very slowly. Now, there's still the possibility of the ridge, the high-pressure ridge, collapsing and Dorian curving sooner, and people along the southeast coast of Florida facing the reality of a slow-moving Cat 3 or 4 hurricane coming ashore on Monday. I will tell you that I believe evacuations on the east coast of Florida will start soon if they haven't already. But based on the current track, it looks like Highlands County, U.S. 27. Remember I told you U.S. 27 looked like where the highest winds would be on our side of the spectrum? Well, it looks like they could see some of those hurricane winds there, possibly 100 miles an hour. Also, that section of Polk County over there, U.S. 27. And if that's the case, they will face not what the East Coast will, but it'll be strong enough. 75 to 100 mile an hour winds, I believe, is what it looks like if you take a look at everything. And for our area, we should have tropical storm winds. You know, those are the winds 40 to 74 miles an hour. Now, this system is going to be slow moving. Slow moving. And it's eventually going to weaken before it gets to the Tampa Bay area, if in fact it comes over this way. And Orlando may see a lot more of the weather and the wind. But we will see heavy rains throughout most of Florida. And we will see power outages. But they'll be pale in comparison to what we'll see over on the East Coast from about Melbourne all the way to Jacksonville. Because if that storm stays over there with the 140-mile-an-hour gusts for a while, there'll be a lot of damage that will take down just about everything that's not nailed down to a wall or strapped down or tied down or whatever to the ground, as things need to be now, as you well know, with some of these mobile homes and whatnot. And we've all seen storms like this, hurricanes in Florida, take an unexpected zig or a zag. It happened with Charlie. It happened with Irma. It happens all the time. And maybe it'll happen with Dorian. Now, Dorian is a small but very powerful storm. And the worst of the winds will probably be about 30 to 35 miles wide from the center of the storm. Now, I don't believe it's going to hit a lot of populated areas. Melbourne is not as populated as Orlando.
Merritt Island the same. Port Canaveral, Cape Kennedy the same. Titusville the same. Those areas are all going to see this storm, and they're going to see a lot of it. But if you live in an evacuation area or have family or friends that do, make sure they get out if they're ordered to. Make sure they get out. Because once landfall occurs with 140-mile-an-hour winds, nobody's going to be going anywhere for a while. So, if you're sticking around, fine. If you're leaving, tell somebody. Tell the police, tell the sheriff, tell somebody. And I'll tell you why, because I said this in hour number one and hour number two of the weekend show. First responders will automatically assume, if your house has been damaged or destroyed, that you're in it. They will automatically assume that, because they'll go into search and rescue mode right off the bat. And if they don't need to, because you're not there, and you tell somebody you're not there, even if your vehicle's parked there, but the police and the fire know about it, then guess what? They'll go on to the next house. Which makes more sense than just sticking around and saying, oh, well, you know, we got, well, whatever. But I can tell you, having been through it, search and rescue, it makes a lot more sense if you just tell somebody. Tell your neighbors, tell your family, tell the sheriff, tell the fire department, tell whoever what you're doing. And if you got anybody that's wheelchair-bound or elderly that's restricted to pretty much not being able to move, or if they do, they got to have lots of help to get them moved, then get them out now off that east coast of Florida. Get them away from the Atlantic Ocean. And I know we have some nursing homes over there again that may come into the same situation that they did down in South Florida. Hopefully they won't. But then again, you never know. Oh, by the way, I was down at Dominic's yesterday. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, saw Jill and Kevin and the gang down there. It's always a great pleasure to be able to see you. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor, of course, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. And they had quite a few people in there that they were talking to. And waiting on. A lot of people are redoing their drapes and their blinds and their new houses coming up and old houses being retrofitted and all that stuff. And that's good. So remember, if you're in Sarasota and you're looking for somebody that's in that business, blinds, decor, shutters, all that, that's the place to go. Alrighty, and I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of the weekend show coming right up. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood now, but it's not going to stay that way. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, let me tell you, everybody, this segment brought to you by Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. We've had a lot of people come from all over the country, and basically every place where we've got a radio affiliate, we've had people either call up or come down or come over or come up to take advantage of the You Serve, You Save program at Moss Nissan. Now, I'm driving a brand new Moss Nissan Titan, 5.6 liter, 390 horsepower, V8 SL 4x2 crew cab pickup. It's a beauty. It's a beauty. Now, in my opinion, this truck rides better than the car, because it does. I love the seats, the leather appointed captain's chairs with 8-way power seat and power adjustable lumbar support. I mean, it's exactly what I need for my bad back. And I like music. I like listening to a lot of different things on the radio. And it's got a killer Rockford Fosgate premium audio system in it, too. I can just rock the house going down the road, I'm telling you. But anyway, they have the You Serve, You Save program at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S.
Now, all active duty military, veterans, first responders, active and retired, plus our 911 operators, too, all get preferred pricing on their new Nissan vehicles. It can save you thousands of dollars. And don't forget that they have lots of certified pre-owned vehicles, too. They come with Moss Care, free oil changes, and tire rotation for life, plus a whole lot more. Now, you can check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Or you can give them a call at 727-815-3095. They have several locations to serve you. Crystal River, Newport Richey, Homosassa Springs, Moss Wholesale to the public. And believe me when I tell you, you want to take a look at what they've got. You want to do that. Now, if you tell them the captain sent you, which you need to do before the sale starts, you know you're going to get $500 for sure off the car or truck of your choice. So, Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the home of you serve, you save. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save that $500. Moss Nissan, check them out today. Now, certainly, or as one of my friend Ernie used to say, certainly, what is going on with Tulsi Gabbard? I know she's not going to make it to the final round, and she's probably upset about that because she's another one that thinks she's presidential. But listen to this.
Let me ask you this, the folks at home might not be aware that you just completed 2 weeks of service, completing your service commitment. As you're aware, the Trump administration has introduced a new policy that makes it more difficult for service members deployed abroad for their children to automatically get citizenship in the U.S. They have to go through an application process, etc. This will also affect State Department employees, for instance, who are serving their country abroad. As a member of the military, do you find that change acceptable? Or warranted?
It's deeply troubling. This is deeply troubling, and I'm gathering more information about exactly how this will, in a practical way, impact our service members as well.
All right, let me stop for a second. The policy they're talking about was changed. Scudo didn't know it. Tulsi Gabbard didn't know it. They did realize there were some problems, the Trump administration, with this policy, and they changed it. Okay, back to Tulsi.
As civilians who work for the United States federal government who are in these posts, they're assigned overseas, continuing to do their job in serving our country. Again, looking into more details, but on its face, I think it is it's offensive to them as they're serving our country in these different ways. To if they have a child overseas during that service, to not have that child be born a U.S. citizen just as they would be if they were doing that service here at home is a very big problem.
No question. You spent time during your two-week deployment just recently with members of the military. And I'm curious, as you're speaking to them, as a candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, what are they telling you their priorities are going into 2020?
Looking for strong leadership. Understanding that the most important responsibility that the president has is to serve as commander-in-chief. And, you know, we as service members across all branches of the military are the ones who experience directly firsthand the consequences of the decisions that are being made by the President of the United States and, yes, by Congress as well. I think one of the things that we really focused on just during this training exercise where we had both soldiers and airmen there, we were working with the Indonesian military, but it was really focused on a problem-solving mindset.
All right, Tulsi Gabbard, and I commend her on her service to America, but not necessarily her choice of political opinions or persuasions. You know, you've heard, and good morning, Steve in Thailand. And thanks for the well wishes. All right, now you've heard the comments about the economy. How about the share of American workers satisfied with their paychecks rose last year? This is from the Wall Street Journal. The biggest leap came from millennials in Generation Z, whose enthusiasm for their compensation shot from 36% in 2017 to 46% a year later. And in all, nearly 54% of U.S. workers say they were satisfied with their jobs in 2018, and the highest share of that number reported in more than two decades. So if the economy is so bad, people are living from paycheck to paycheck, how come the millennials in Generation Z are so happy? Because they're living with mommy and daddy, maybe? But anyway, I think that's great stuff, that they are doing well. And I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be, to be honest with you. Just my way of thinking. Now, I'm going to close with talking about, once again, the hurricane. Dorian is nothing to monkey with. The models are closing in on what's going to happen. A couple of different models definitely show the storm coming to Florida. Whether or not it comes to Florida and stays there is a different story. But it certainly is going to hit South Florida. And by south, I don't mean Miami, but Melbourne, Fort Pierce, somewhere in that area, up towards Titusville. Not sure where. Depends on this high-pressure system. And I'm looking at two models that both show the storm coming inland. Not a long ways, but coming inland. Where it's going to go from there, I don't know. And then make that right turn and go north. Now, will it make the right turn and go north over the Florida Peninsula? Or we'll do it out over the water, is the big question. Right now, both of these models, the two highly recommended models, show that it's going to come ashore. And if it does, and it stays the course on what it's doing, it would come out about, let's see, straight line across. If it went straight, it would come out somewhere around Port Charlotte to Sarasota, based on the course it's on right now, if it stayed there. So we'll see. So what I want you to do this weekend, folks, is to pay attention. If you're in Florida, if you're in Georgia, if you're in South Carolina, pay attention. Get everything taken care of that you need to get taken care of. And make sure that you abide by the authorities. If they tell you to get out, don't argue with them. Get out. Get out. Live to fight another day. Because it's not going to work anywhere else. America's the greatest place on the planet Earth, so I want to be. And if I want to stay happy and healthy and free and all that stuff, then guess what? When they tell me that I got to leave because my home is in imminent danger and my life as well, I'm going to leave. I'm not even going to argue with them. I'm going to leave. One of the things we used to do was give them a body bag tag. And say, okay, tie this to your belt or something so we can identify you when we find your body floating downstream someplace. That usually got their attention. Okay, I'll be back Monday morning, and we will be in hurricane mode, I'm sure, for Hurricane Dorian. So have yourself a great weekend. Remember, it's all about we the people here in the program. Stay safe, stay high and dry, and I'll see you Monday.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.